أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن أربعة أشهر وعشرا فإذا بلغن أجلهن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن بالمعروف والله بما تعملون خبير. In the previous sides, the iddat of a woman was explained when the husband divorces her. So the husband is still living and he had divorced her. And all the details of that, the various aspects, the number of the talaqs to be given, one, if two are given, if three are given, the iddat period, etc. And then also the raza'at, the breastfeeding of the child, various aspects of that was also discussed. And the Quran Sharif is that law book which is completely different from all other law books. And the police Allah has kept on enforcing His law is the fear of Allah, to have taqwa. If a person hasn't got taqwa, then he will not observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And all the policing of this world does not help. How many husbands who have to pay maintenance, they don't pay maintenance. They have to appear in court, they just don't appear. So all this policing also does not help. The only thing is to develop taqwa and then see the great beauty of the laws of Islam. And the beginning of Islam in Makkah Sharif, all that time was spent in building the iman of the Sahaba. And no real laws came down in Makkah Sharif. All the laws came, practically all the laws came in Medina Sharif, when the iman was made. And then they practiced on all those laws. However, now in this ayat, Allah explains the iddah when the husband passes away. The previous was that he divorced, that means he's still living. Now the husband has passed away, what is the iddat and the ruling with regard to that? So Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ or جُو لُوْغْ مَرْجَاوِي تُمَّي سَيْ. And those that pass away, the husband passed away. And the iddat of the wife, وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجَ or چُوْرْ جَاوِي أَبْنِي أَرْتَ. And the wives who are now the widowers, they are still living. يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ وَعَشْرًا. تو چاہیے کہ وہ عورتیں انتظار میں رکھیں اپنے آپ کو چار مہینے اور دس دن. Then those women must stay in iddat, keep to themselves, that is the iddat period is 4 months and 10 days. When the husband gives talaq, then it is 3 monthlies, 3 menses. And if the husband passes away, then it is 4 months and 10 days, the iddat. During that period, the woman cannot marry any other man. If she does make nikah, that nikah is invalid. It does not hold. And she must also not beautify herself. She must not go out. She must stay at home. So that is the period for a woman when the husband passes away. فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنْ. پھر جب پورا کر چکے اپنی عدت کو. And when she completes her iddat, that is of 4 months and 10 days, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا فَعَلْنَا فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. تو تم پر کچھ گناہ نہیں اس بات میں کہ کرے وہ اپنے حق میں قائدے کے موافق. Then there is no guna upon you. You have no right now. That is the family members. Her family members to hold her back in doing anything with regard to herself, which is within the limits and the rules. That is, now she can beautify herself also. During the iddat period, she should not beautify herself also. She should not do anything which is of beauty for her. And she should just remain at home. She must not get married. During that period, if she does, then the responsibility of the family members that they stop her. They don't allow that. But when she has completed her iddat, now don't stop her. Whatever bil ma'ruf she is allowed to do, allow her to do that. In that, now if she wants to get married also, a suitable proposal comes, then don't stop her either. Now leave her and don't cause any harm to the woman. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. خبیر اور اللہ کو تمہارے کاموں کی خبر ہے. And Allah تبارک تعالی knows all your works, what you are doing. Again, it is that taqwa should be there. Know that Allah is watching you, Allah is watchful, Allah will take you to task for all the wrong you do. For the woman also, in her iddat period, she should observe it properly. It is the respects of the husband, and it is the right of the husband, that when he has passed away, now for 4 months and 10 days, she should not beautify herself, she should not go out, she should not get married to somebody else. And also during this period, the reason of this iddat also is that if she had a child, it will become known from her husband who passed away. If she was expecting, she had become pregnant and she was expecting, it will also become clear. And in another place, Allah explains the iddat of the wife. If she is expecting, then her iddat is up to the time she delivers the child. Then it isn't just 4 months and 10 days, but it is now, it will be up to the time that she delivers the child. Until that time now, whether it's a shorter period or a longer period, she cannot get married, and the child is not now mistaken whose child it is. When she gets married again, is it the new husband's child or was it the husband who has passed away? All that becomes clear. Also, in another ayat later it comes that the iddat of a woman whose husband has passed away is 1 year. However, that ayat, it was cancelled, the ruling, by this ayat. Though this ayat comes first in recitation, and that ayat comes later in recitation. But this ayat came after the other ayat. That ayat was revealed first, and this ayat cancelled the rules of that ayat, where it was 1 year, the iddat period of a woman whose husband passed away. And this ayat made it 4 months and 10 days, and that is the standing rule in the ummah. And also, when the husband has given divorce or he passes away, this iddat period, one great scientific fact that has been found out only now, which the Quran Sharif has stated 1400 years ago, that is that woman, the effect of the semen of the previous husband remains within her in a case of divorce for 3 menses, and in a case of death for 4 months and 10 days. And if she has to have relations with another man during that period, this is what causes the disease of AIDS. So therefore, Quran Sharif has prohibited it, that she cannot get married, she must not have relations with any other man during that period, because this will be the cause of her getting AIDS and that man also getting AIDS, and which is a killer disease, a terrible disease. So the teachings of the Quran Sharif are totally absolute, are watertight and are perfect. So we should observe the rules of the Quran Sharif, not because of any scientific experiments, findings, etc., but just that it is the command of Allah. That is more than enough for us, and our iman must be built. And from all this we can see that how important it is to build our iman. The rules are not sufficient. Rules will not be able to control us. It is iman and taqwa that will be able to control us. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri Rahmatullah Ali gives a very nice example of this. He says you go to a Hindu grocer and you want to buy grocery from him. And you tell him, see, you must weigh properly. You must give me good quality things. He tells you, I don't want to even serve you. I don't want your business. What are you telling me rules about? So if a person doesn't even want your business, he doesn't want to entertain you also, and you are enforcing him with rules, what is the use of that? Yes, that place where they were eager to have your business, you can now dictate to them your rules. Just like that, if we haven't got iman, the rules of Allah will mean nothing to us. If we haven't got taqwa, we don't observe, we haven't got the fear of Allah in us, then all the rules of Allah mean nothing to us. So it is absolutely essential, we in ourselves, in our makatib, our darul ulooms, Tabligh work, khanqah work, everywhere that the side of taqwa and Allah consciousness, that be developed. If that is not there, then a person will do, in spite of knowing all the rules, he will do a lot of wrong things. In his business he will do wrong, he will do people down, though he knows the rules, but the fear of Allah is not there. And if the fear of Allah is there, even if he doesn't know the rules, but he will have that fear. And if he knows the rules also, and he has got the fear of Allah, then there will be nurun ala nur. Everything will go perfect, and in that case Allah's barakat also comes, Allah's rahmat also comes, Allah's protection also comes. But when that is not there, we do things on jahalat, ignorance, and we know a lot, but we haven't got the fear of Allah. Then even if our marriages are broken up, we will still stay with our wives in adultery our whole life. Though we know that I've given talaq, my marriage is broken, but we'll still carry on, the fear of Allah is not there. Wealth of inheritance of the orphan, we will devour it, and we won't think a cent about, a little, we won't give it any thought. And if those poor children, when they become a bit of age and they ask for their rights, the way we will treat them, and we'll make sure they will never ask for their rights again. We will do all the wrong things. So taqwa is a very, very important, a basic ingredient, and unfortunately we pay no attention to it. We are making namaz, but we haven't got taqwa. We are observing other rules of Allah, but we haven't got taqwa. So our namaz is also, how much of concentration have we got? We're just making the namaz, it's an outward form of our ibadah. But inside, we are empty. We haven't got any consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. So that is a very important aspect. Then we'll be able to appreciate and enjoy the commands of Allah and the deen of Islam. May Allah give us tawfiq.